By this point in time, he was so far beyond tired, it was as if he had come full circle. He felt as though he was running on his second wind, at least until his conscience began to waver and he would drift off for a second before pulling himself back. It was the second of the jerking awake that he was at his peak, paranoia fueled awareness allowed him to assess where he was, his crested eyes held open by his mind, racing thoughts and ideas and moving feet as he shuffled through the outskirts of the city, lightly desolate with snow that when pressed against boots, instantly dissolved into murky water. He stayed away from warm places, the cold city streets were a forceful way to keep one moving. At some point in the night, they came from three men dressed in cheap and dirty clothes, one wearing the jacket of a union officer. He didn't expect it. By all rights, it should have been a pigeon suit. But these were low-level thugs, and they talked too much. They attacked him in his room, where he was curled up under several large blankets and decided to gloat as he lay on his back, shotgun revolver pointing at his face, his entire body under a cocoon of cotton, nothing exposed, completely encapsulated. "Bundled up like a one-eyed infant," said the man without a gun. "She should have killed you herself and saved the money." Results like this. Fortunately, he knew someone who had.